Again, not to be repetitive, but we deal with a lot of uncertainties. We're also trying to manage the budget so that we can make reductions in as many places as we possibly can. And if we talk about moving to other schools, so this is not just TPS. I read a message sent over the weekend by Dr. Lehman from Jinx. It was extremely well written about the impact, and in his message he talked about extraordinarily high class sizes. So it really is going on everywhere. And folks, I'm telling you that all I've heard is smaller government and income tax cuts. And this is what smaller government looks like, and we are sacrificing educational programs for income tax cuts. That's what's happening in this state. Now, we're going to deal with it, but we're also going to speak out honestly and openly about what those impacts are. And thank you for your comments, Mrs. America. When policymakers, locally elected policymakers who also stand for election, begin to speak out against these kinds of atrocities, then it will make a difference. And we will do that, and that will be a part of this process. And we also will deal with what these cuts look like. I don't think that you will see huge differences from school to school in our 9 high schools. I don't believe that you will see a rush to some of the other high schools because certain programs were cut. We will do our best to achieve that balance. We will do our best to cut in other areas. But I will say this, that as dire as our circumstances have been, and I want to make this clear to the hardworking teachers who are here this evening, we are not talking about any mandatory reduction in force this year. No mandatory reduction in force. We have 300 openings a year in Tulsa Public. And we're going to have a loss of enrollment, and we have other obligations, but nowhere will it reach the 300 level. And I think that would just further exacerbate this problem. I will not bring to you a mandatory reduction in force. But through attrition, we're going to have to realize these kinds of savings. Again, we deal with a lot of uncertainties. We will manage those uncertainties. We will bring information to the board. I appreciate the comments that have been made this evening. I started my comments by saying at least we have the intestinal fortitude to sit here in a public meeting and face what is going on in education. So we will note what is said about board members wanting to know as soon as possible, bringing to you situations like after-school athletics. And that may be what we do. And Dr. Goodson makes a good point because they were able to start practices early, but we did, and I don't mean to sound callous by saying this at all. I'm very sensitive toward anyone impacted in this, but we do have that hour bought for, but then it does mean that the stipend has to cover a longer period, and you're very right about that. And that is unfair because extracurricular activities are extremely important in this school system, and also not that in other districts they don't have after-school jobs and other things, but our kids are probably impacted by that more than others, and I don't want to see us go to that. I have 4 grandkids and a 5th on the way, so maybe I do believe in the Easter Bunny. Maybe I do. I also know from having worked in the legislative arena for a period of time that if enough pressure comes that maybe someone will say, maybe we don't have to do an income tax cut this year. Maybe we can take $50 million and put it back into the state aid formula, and that would restore all of these cuts other than ones we would lose through enrollment. So whether I believe in the Easter Bunny or not, I do believe that heat can transfer. And I think we need to be in the process of transferring heat is what we need to be in the process of. And I will say again in closing that we will look at every possible place that we can make further cuts. But we've done a pretty good job of cutting, to have cut $22 million over a 3-year period. But where others can be made, we will do that. So those are my comments.